James and the boy. In our time, all the world's worst clichés are actualized in stark paradox, explosive irony. I am swimming in happiness, rain cocooning my window pane, when TV presents the boy whose eyes, I fall through the scream as if to land among proud and elegant peoples, divided by civil, uncivil arms. Dispossessed of the West, they thought they knew. Disoriented, where do they turn? Women and kids, cleaving, cleft, bereft. Institutions cracked under cloud color. Shovels at a narrow grave. The image that struck me most was a 14-year-old boy, just skin and bones. The men were burying him when crossed his last gesture, an ache of arms inner. Two tears ran down his cheeks. That boy survived, but cannot speak. Language is lost in war, though lies thrive. Peace by peace, the men worked from 6 to 6, too tired for politics. Still, they were flayed with sharp blades until they were dead. All night, inside the camp, women huddle, wait for the screams stop, for the children to sleep. The scream climbs inside my ears. Truly, I don't know what to do. What good would I be there, another body to count? Instead, I find myself yelling at my lover, that kind man, and run ashamed through our dominion. The women cannot even collect wood without, they no longer ask what happens. Now they wander further for fuel, further into harm's chance way, without husband, without home. No one sows